Austin, there you go. Austin, can you hear me okay?
I'm okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, Austin.
All right.
All right, first things first, the press conference at 3:30 today. Obviously, it was attended by a lot of the media people. Just give us the initial results of what happened at that 3:30 press conference.
Yeah, the press conference was regarding the suspension of four UVM men's hockey players for an incident on September 24th. It's a hazing incident. The university called it a prohibited initiation activity focused on first-year team members. And it involved alcohol, obviously, and it goes against the school's code of student conduct, student-athlete handbook conduct, all those things. And so the two captains and two of the three assistant captains have been suspended for the first five games of the season.
Yeah, that is Mario Piskaric, and it's also Bradley, correct?
Yeah, Brendan Bradley, and then assistant captains Chris Muscobe and Anthony Petrozelli.
Okay. I mean, when you heard this, I mean, you know, I was thinking we're going to hear that the new arena is going to become a reality. This is the absolute opposite direction of where anybody wanted to go, I'm sure. But, I mean, what was the mood there with the UVM administration after what they went through? And granted, a lot of them weren't there, obviously, in 99-2000. But I have to imagine that this came as quite a shock in light of the history of hazing up on the Hill.
Right. Yeah. It was very somber, and I definitely wasn't expecting this when I went up there for a 3:30 press conference. I thought if it's something big and something they're not talking about, then it was probably going to be arena related news. Yeah. And so to have this be what was the situation? I got to think because it was hockey and because of the university's history with hazing, this all happened within the last week and a half. Within the span of, I think, 10, 12 days, the incident was on September 24th, and you know we're October 6th here, and this is what we got.
Austin Danforth joining us on the TikTok Jewelers guest line from the Burlington Free Press as we talk about the breaking news of the University of Vermont hockey program. Any of the kids that have been suspended, will they be making a statement or have they made a statement?
There was no statement provided from them. They were not available. So I'm not sure where that's going to go from there. The four officials present for the press conference were Athletic Director Jeff Shulman, Coach Kevin Sneddon, one of the university vice presidents, I believe, for student life, named Annie Stevens, and then also the UVM police chief, Leanne Toomey, were the only people there.
Austin, just has that any effect whatsoever on postseason participation?
There's no effect that, at least that they've said to this point. It sounds like there are no criminal charges or civil charges to be taken up. That was coming from Athletic Director Jeff Shulman and Police Chief Toomey. The team is on probation for a full year with the understanding that any further team misconduct will result in additional discipline up to and including cancellation of games, and that's coming right from the release they provided us. And all this and more details I'll have in the story online on burlingtonfreepress.com that we'll be updating throughout the night. It was a shock. Mm.
Just to make sure I understand the right, the probation does not mean you will miss conference games or the NCAA tournament at all. It's just, I guess, if you commit something under probation, then they'll take the necessary steps.
Correct. Yeah, I think probation being you're basically notice has been served that any additional issues will be dealt with as or more harshly.
I'm not sure if this is answerable, but what's your opinion? I mean, just the vibe you may get as a guy who's been in the sports scene around here for a while that you have. I mean, do you get the feeling that this happened and was dealt with so quickly and so harshly and so immediately because of the hazing history at the school?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
I mean, I think the sense that I got was that it almost like a not again.
Right.
And like all the teams, the athletic department, they go through before the season begins. I think all first year students are involved in a class with the school within the athletic department about, you know, hazing and conduct and all those things. So for that system to be in place, and I think Jeff Shulman used the word calling the the program and the policy quite robust. With all that in place, I think that's sort of doubly why it's a head-scratcher at this point in time.
Austin Danforth from the Burlington Free Press joining us here on The Huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. How does this affect the season with the suspensions? Do we just say, okay, 0-5? Or I know they play the home and home with Clarkson, but after that, how will it affect the season? How will it affect coaching? And is he going to be gone maybe after the year if they don't have a great season?
That's been the sort of outside, you know, speculation that, I mean, the seat's getting a little hotter for Coach Sneddon at this point. A significantly down year. I think he has this year and next year remaining on his contract. We were talking to Ted Ryan about the team on our podcast this week, and Ted said that I think it's this year and next year on Coach Sneddon's contract. So you could say, I mean, losing four significant upperclassmen on the ice for the start of the season could put him in the hole. And, depending on how and who steps up, what level of success they have, yeah, that could definitely play out with the overall success of the team and the, you know, Coach Sneddon's future. I would have to think so.
How about today's announcement? Does that have any effect on him? I would imagine he was sitting there feeling pretty glum about the whole situation.
He was composed, but obviously not happy to be there. Right. The team is already, I believe, over at Clarkson for tomorrow night's game. So it was significant, and I mean, he was on campus and not with his team. So I think that probably says enough about, you know, the disruption of, you know, day-to-day activity, especially on the eve of the season opener.
Right. Well, Austin, great job getting us all the information. We certainly appreciate it. Good job on keeping us up with the Burlington Free Press also. So thanks a lot, and definitely have you on again. If you hear anything more, just let us know.
You bet, yeah. And this story will be updated throughout the evening on the Free Press website. So I'd direct people there to find out more.
Burlington Free Press.